No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw is denying sexual harassment allegations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Linda Vester was a war correspondent for NBC News in the 1990s and claimed she was a victim of sexual harassment by Brokaw, the legendary newsman who manned the anchor desk for NBC Nightly News for 22 years and also at times hosted the Today Show as well as Meet the Press. She claims that Brokaw tried to force her to kiss him on two separate occasions. Brokaw says in a statement that he met with Vester on two occasions at her request 23 years ago because she wanted advice concerning her career. He says in his statement, despite Linda's allegations, I made no romantic overtures towards her at that time or any other. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup poll revealed that President Donald Trump's job approval numbers are virtually identical to those of former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Yesterday, Bill Cosby was convicted of three counts of sexual assault in a Pennsylvania court. Now, in light of that, Bounce TV has announced they are pulling reruns of The Cosby Show from their schedule. USA Radio Network's legal analyst, Frederick Penny, has what's next for Cosby.
On appeal, there's going to be some interesting appellate issues. The first issue on appeal was a hearsay issue, and that was whether or not a deposition testimony was allowed to come in that refuted Constance's claim that she was unaware he was romantically interested in her. That is an interesting thing that the judge did not allow in. I'm sure they're going to be appealing that issue. The second thing they'll probably be appealing is whether or not the judge should have allowed multiple other victims to come in and testify. Now, every state is different in the United States, but in general, a court or a judge looks at additional people testifying, whether or not this creates a substantial danger of undue prejudice, of confusing the issues, or misleading a juror by bringing in these outside influences. And that's a judge's discretion. So I'm sure they're going to appeal on that issue also.
On each charge that Cosby was found guilty on, he does face 10 years. And sentencing is expected to be within the next 30 to 60 days. For all of these stories, please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair, and there are many unusual stories in the news, ladies and gentlemen, as there are every week. One involves the happiest place on earth and the ability to go there 8,000 times and the future farmers of America. How am I going to wrap that all together, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Investigators in the Golden State, California, said that 8,000 Disneyland tickets were among the items in a trailer stolen from the California Future Farmers of America. You probably never thought you would hear those words spoken together in that sentence, but it's happened now, so deal with it. The California Highway Patrol said the Wells Cargo trailer was stolen Wednesday from a parking lot of the California FFA Center, located near Galt, California. The trailer was loaded with materials intended for the 90th Annual State FFA, Future Farmers of America, Leadership Conference in Southern California, and they had a bunch of things inside to prepare for that. Apparently, 8,000 Disneyland tickets were one of them. I guess the farmers, they still like the Disneyland. There was also audio-visual equipment, registration papers, awards, etc., etc., etc. Disneyland said the stolen tickets have been digitally canceled. So sorry, thieves. Even if you made copies of those, you're out of luck. They will be replaced for the future farmers. The California Highway Patrol said to beware of purchasing Disneyland tickets from third-party sellers. Don't go to any illicit Disneyland ticket pickups. It's a shady thing to be involved with, friends, whether you're a future farmer or not. Beware of naked, bathing, Cheeto-eating strangers, especially in Louisiana, apparently, because police from that state say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating her Cheetos while taking a bath. Evelyn Washington, 29 years old, was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. And if she had eaten a bag of my Cheetos, that would definitely be damaging my property. A responding officer found a tub full of water and a plate full of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. That may be the most disturbing part of this story, ladies and gentlemen. Cheetos on the toilet seat. Evelyn Washington, the burglar, told the homeowner and police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house. Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window. It's unclear if she has a lawyer. That is a bizarre set of instructions and a bizarre way to follow them, frankly. Just not something you do. I mean, there are a lot of petty crimes that you can inflict upon a person, but grabbing their Cheetos, not cool. What's going on with you, Fort Worth, Texas? I mean, I know you're one of the largest cities in Texas, but you have been struck by an odd series of coincidences recently, lottery-related. You have produced $3 million lottery winners in a month. Between March 15th and April 10th, three Texas lottery tickets purchased in the city of Fort Worth were claimed for between $1 and $3 million. Not bad. I mean, it's a big city. Perhaps it's not completely unprecedented, but what's going on here? I don't believe in coincidences. The lucky streak began when a Fort Worth resident who chose to remain anonymous claimed $1 million by purchasing a $1 million big money scratch-off ticket from a 7-Eleven convenience store within the city. A Hamilton City resident kept the streak going on April 9th after winning the top prize from purchasing a $5 Set for Life scratch ticket at a four-star Quick Pantry in Fort Worth. The anonymous winner elected to take a lump sum of $1.9 million cash as opposed to the $2,500 per week for 20 years. And another Fort Worth resident was announced as a winner a day later after claiming a $3 million prize playing the $750 million winner's circle scratch ticket game. They got theirs from a Quick Trip convenience store in Fort Worth. So all you big lottery chasers, maybe you want to head to convenience stores in Fort Worth. It seems like they're on a lucky streak. UFOs in the news, ladies and gentlemen. What week aren't they really in the news? This time, Massachusetts. A memorial in a remote corner of that state that marks a 1969 UFO sighting has been ordered moved, but one man who experienced a close encounter is objecting. Well, this is a big one. 5,000 pounds. It's a memorial in Sheffield, Massachusetts. It was installed in 2015, but moved about 30 feet a few weeks later when it was discovered it was on town land. The town administrator, Rhonda LeBombard, says it has to be moved again because it's on a right-of-way easement. A gentleman who has actually experienced UFOs is not taking that well. He is complaining, I would be upset. I would want the UFO memorial to reflect actual historical accuracy, ladies and gentlemen. Can't we find a way to make this right, to find the right place for the memorial? Let's not have yet another cover-up. The truth and justice is out there. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play for you now some audio from a reenlistment ceremony from the Tennessee Air National Guard. It's going to seem completely normal to you, but give it a listen, and then I'll get into why I am playing it for you.
Hi, Robin E. Brown.
Hi, Robin Brown.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Tennessee.
And the state of Tennessee.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
To the same.
And that I will obey the orders.
And that I will obey the orders
of the President of the United States.
Of the President of the United States.
And the Governor of Tennessee.
And the Governor of Tennessee.
And the orders of the officers.
And the orders of the officers
appointed over me.
Appointed over me.
According to law and regulations.
According to law and regulations.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
That was a reenlistment ceremony, a swearing in of a member of the Tennessee Air National Guard. What made that interesting is that the person being sworn in, a female non-commissioned officer who was taking the reenlistment oath, had a dinosaur puppet on her right hand as she was being sworn in. She was moving the dinosaur puppet mouth to the words as she was speaking them. That may not have been clear, but I wanted to make that clear for you because the Air Force did not take kindly to that. It has made clear that dinosaur puppets have no place in its time-honored military traditions, and it is levying tough punishments against her and two other folks at the Tennessee Air National Guard. This video went viral, and if you find it online, you will understand why, because talking dinosaur puppets usually do not play a role in reenlistment ceremonies. The colonel shown administering the oath was immediately retired at the rank of lieutenant colonel, and the senior non-commissioned officer who recorded the event was removed from his position as a unit first sergeant, but will be retained in the Air National Guard. That would be something, too. The Air National Guard. The senior NCO featured in the video wearing the puppet was removed from her full-time position with the Tennessee Joint Public Affairs Office. Okay, I understand. You want to be serious in the military. But at the same time, we have folks that are overseas. They do dance videos and things like that. Is there really anything so wrong with this? Depicting a human side of the military? You know, I think dinosaur puppets might be okay. But you can tell us what you think, ladies and gentlemen. Visit our Facebook page, Now It's the News. Give us your opinion, and we'll share your comments on the air. Tell us what you think. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Deanna from Oak Brook, Illinois, and I love my the gym, I'm on a treadmill, and I get this notification on my phone. I open the app, and there it is, like some guy breaking into my house on live video. So I start running faster, like I'm going to catch the guy or something. Then I remember, this guy can hear me, like right through the doorbell. So I hit the button, and I just start yelling at him. Here, listen.
Hey, man, what are you doing, huh? Don't do it. Get the hell out of there. That's right, I can see you. Run the f*** away, man.
And the guy hears me, and he runs off like a punk. Well, that's my story.
I'm Jamie Siminoff. And stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Dan and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Former First Lady Barbara Bush passed away this week at the age of 92 and drew accolades and praise and condolences from all across the political spectrum in an era where that doesn't seem to happen so much. The partisan divide, unfortunately, has reached a point in the United States of America where even when it comes to the passing of a figure that is connected to the world of politics, it seems there's just no way of avoiding it. But Barbara Bush seems to have avoided it, and so we brought on someone who knew Barbara Bush, Meredith Eiler. Her upcoming book is Parenting Patriots. Meredith, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Derek.
Certainly. How was it that you knew the former First Lady? How did you get to meet her and know her over the years?
Well, I was very blessed to grow up in Houston, Texas, and my grandparents actually knew the Bushes. In fact, her husband was elected to the U.S. Congress the same year I was born.
Wow.
So he was out campaigning, so I guess, you know, here in Houston, you just always had them as a symbol of leadership throughout the community, you know, my entire life. And I think watching them as a couple has truly inspired me, not only as a mother and as a wife, but as someone who wants to make sure that we instill patriotism in that next generation. And certainly she has done that, both with her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and certainly to all of us in the community, because she really has that infectious quality about her that just makes everybody know that you're accepted and that you can grow and become whoever, you know, you want to be.
First Lady Bush's nickname, lovingly given, and was the Commander. Why was she given that nickname? What was it about her?
You know, I don't know on the Commander side. I've always heard her called the Enforcer.
Okay. that's certainly in keeping, yes.
But you know, I think that, you know, I'll never forget during one of the campaigns, our former U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison was running for governor. And both Mrs. Bush and I were supporting Kay in that race. And I'll never forget being able to listen to her tenacity in describing why we needed to have certain leadership. And she was always promoting women, but always knew exactly who she was for, why she was for that person, and wanted to make sure and get you on board, too. I think that she definitely... she had that quiet demeanor that was certainly a supporter of her husband. I'll never forget having the opportunity to be in their home one time and seeing the rug that she needlepointed while they were in China. And Just the memories around their house were so warm and so loving. Everything had a story, and their love just permeated. So when you hear terms like the Enforcer, you just have these different layers that she had that were so unique and different, and yet they really did make up this woman who just has an amazing lifetime of legacy footprints. You never had to doubt who Barbara Bush loved. Certainly it was her husband, and certainly how much she loved America.
We're speaking with Meredith Eiler. She is the author of the upcoming book, Parenting Patriots. You knew former First Lady Barbara Bush. She was married to President Bush for 73 years. She certainly had many struggles before she was in the limelight. She lost a child, moved around, campaigned with her husband. How did you see her dealing with that, and how did it impact who she became?
I guess the one thing that was so interesting is I never saw her complain. I don't know that I could move, you know, over 25 times and do it time and time again. I think that when you really are around her and see her with all the different demands on her time and schedule and life, it's just incredible the impact that she is able to have and did have on so many lives. The thing later in life that I really respected that she put together was something called Celebration of Reading. And she would bring authors together, and they would read excerpts of their book, and they would raise money for the Barbara Bush Foundation. And these funds would then go into the communities, starting here in Houston and later around the country, to address illiteracy, primarily in adults. And then later, she expanded that to be families, and she really encouraged families to read together. And I think that was something else, that everything that she did came back to strengthening the family, encouraging families to actually communicate at the dinner table, learn to read together, have that passion for life together, and be able to know that everything that you're doing is propelling your family towards success.
It really is interesting to me that she seems to have been so universally respected. And as I mentioned at the top of the interview, that's not something that is likely to be repeated in the current partisan atmosphere. Do you think it was just the fact that the time in which she was First Lady was significantly less partisan, or is there something fundamentally about her that demands that kind of respect?
I think it's something fundamentally about her. Going back to that celebration of reading, another thing I really respected about that is the authors that she would invite. She invited people from all different spectrums to be a part of that and to be exposed to, you know, a very broad cross-section of people. So when you look around the room, both on the donor side as well as the author side, she would have perhaps John Major come in from, you know, from England. She would have, you know, Hillary Clinton. She would have Mary Tyler Moore. She would have just a myriad of people, and she interacted with each and every person in such a personal way, but also looked for the connection. I think that when you look at politics, I would probably say 95% of us, hopefully all of us, you know, are patriotic. And I think that she looks for those opportunities to unify people and to find that common connection.
Well, I certainly think that in terms of her efforts on literacy and in terms of her efforts to include so many different kinds of people in the work that she did, she truly is a role model, and I really appreciate you being here today to remember her, and hopefully many will remember her moving forward as that role model. We've been speaking with Meredith Eiler. Her upcoming book is Parenting Patriots. It's been good speaking with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
USA Radio News.
Within the last hour, President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held a joint news conference where once again the topic turned to Iran and if we would use military force if needed to keep them from getting a nuclear weapon.
I don't talk about whether or not I'd use military force. It's not appropriate to be talking about. But I can tell you this, they will not be doing nuclear weapons. That I can tell you. Okay? They're not going to be doing nuclear weapons. You can bank on it.
A Los Angeles police officer has been arrested on federal charges alleging he tried to smuggle in 2 illegal immigrants into southeastern San Diego County this week. The man was arrested at a U.S. patrol checkpoint located 12 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. He was charged with violating federal immigration laws, according to the complaint. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is holding right around even today with 1 hour left of trading for the week. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life?
Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Many of us woke up on a cold November day in 2016 and wondered what the heck had happened. One of those folks was our next guest, Donald Lee Shepherd. He was thinking not so much about politics, however, but about business and what the implications of the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States meant for business and what people in the business community would take in terms of him being a role model. And he has written a book called The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. Don, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Derek, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. I guess the basic question, and I think I know how you're going to answer it, is Donald Trump a good business role model?
No, he's not. He's not even a good businessman, and he definitely isn't a good role model. He has none of the attributes of a successful leader.
We should mention here at this point, you're not some radical leftist. You are, in fact, a Republican, aren't you?
Well, thank you for saying that. It's so interesting how people can label you, but I'm not. I'm a Republican. I'm an immigrant as well from Canada and a citizen. And in 1993, when I started voting, I felt the Republican platform was the one that I believed in the most. And so I've been both voting Republican proudly and of course, I've even contributed some money to them. So, I'm not a left-wing liberal. I'm a fiscal conservative and a socially moderate Republican.
Okay, well,
temporarily moved.
There you go. Some will question that Canadian part, regardless of your bona fides there. But nevertheless, let's proceed. I mean, Trump or no Trump, it has been kind of an essential question in our modern age. How does business make money while still being decent? And a lot of folks, unfortunately, have answered that question by saying, well, business isn't going to be decent, and it doesn't have to, and that's not its job. What is your response to that?
My response, that's the reason I wrote the book, to create a positive fact, to talk about a positive fact that good people that have integrity, values, ethics, and the ones that are leaders of organizations end up being very successful. I think the opposite is true. Now, of course, there are examples of that, and I've cited a number of them in my book, but I think the opposite is true. You need to be a good person to be successful in building and growing a company and being in business, period. That's my position.
So how has Donald Trump gotten to the place that he has been in the business world?
Well, we don't know a lot of the story, right? We haven't seen tax returns or other information. But certainly he's done it by bullying and intimidating. And who knows how successful he's being? We certainly don't know that fact. And his negotiating technique appears to be bullying and intimidation. None of it's been successful. He's not a negotiator. I don't want to make this an anti-Trump interview because that's not fair, but you're asking questions about his character is not one that represents a successful person. And how has he done it? I don't know that he has, and I don't know that it will continue.
So what is the profile of an ethical business person? How are they going to make decisions differently from someone who's just about the bottom line by whatever means necessary?
Yeah. Well, first you'll find when you look at people, whether it's a Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, you'll find that they live with integrity and ethics, and you can't fake that. But here are the traits that they exhibit. The first one is honesty. so it speaks for itself. Trust. They trust others, and people trust them. Fairness. Treating all people as equals and respecting all people. That includes celebrating diversity. Doing service in the best interest of others. And that's a big part of my book. It's called the Win-Win-Win Model, and that is successful leaders recognize that the importance of their employees or associates, their clients or customers, the vendors and contractors that support them, they're all equally important in the achievement and success of the organization. So that's one. And another one is consistency. They're consistent because they don't need to think about it and they don't need to check off a box because it's innate. It's them. It's who they are. And the last is openness. So I'm sorry if that took too long, Derek. But
no, that's fine.
A successful business person exhibits those traits.
We're speaking with Donald Lee Shepherd. He is the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. We do have significantly divergent models for business success. There are, as you say, the positive ones, the ones that you've talked about, the Warren Buffetts, for example. But they are countervailed to a certain extent by I mean, you can name a lot of different people. You can name the leverage buyout folks from the 1980s through to those just pushing in the 1990s. Where do these come from? There are a lot of folks who approach business a lot of different ways, and this started as essentially a capitalist-based entrepreneurial a country driven by a business needs. How did those two different paths get created? Because obviously some people are coming from very different places on this, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Here's a really good case study. It's called Enron. I know you know it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how that developed. These people started this company, and guess what? They had a code of ethics booklet that was 60-plus pages.
Hmm.
But along the way, they didn't follow those ethics, and they manipulated financial returns. They deceived people. And so they were so-called growing and making money and successful and a ton of employees. But here's the point. Their greed and self-interest and the desire to maximize profits outbalanced the need to do good for their employees, customers, clients, community. And so that's how it's got started, Derek, because that's who they are. Kenneth Lay and his group, Skilling, that's who they were and are, and you can't change that. But they masked it for quite a while, and so that's one side. Then there's a Bill Gates or a Michael Bloomberg who started with just an idea and worked so hard and built huge and successful organizations because, Derek, I think this is key. They are good people at heart. Nobody's perfect, so don't start throwing examples of non-perfection. But they're good people inside, and they don't have checklists to go through. They treat people well, and they build businesses by respecting and valuing people and hiring people for the right reasons. And look what they've done. And they have people who are loyal to them, people who work for the improvement because they believe in what they're doing. And now their modern-day versions of the reverse. I can't explain Apple or Steve Jobs was not, I'm reading, I'm no expert in it,
right.
But reading that he wasn't necessarily a good person yet. My God, Apple's one of the most successful stories in the country. So where did it come from? It comes from the leaders and who they really are. And you can hide it, mask it, pretend you're something different for a while, but you'll get caught. Does that answer your question properly?
I think so. I guess in a way, I'm almost going back more historically to, like, what are the strains of in our society, in our history, that lead us, on the one hand, to having good, decent, honest people who engage in business and then use the wealth that they accumulate to do wonderful things along the lines of Andrew Carnegie, you know, another immigrant. And then on the other hand, folks who are just completely ruthless and deceitful like a Bernie Madoff. We have to take a quick break, but we will be back in a moment with our interview with Don Shepherd. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
Speaking with Don Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. We all, to a certain extent, have the desire to make things look good. We want to sometimes make things appear better than they are. So we have, each of us, the instinct within us that could lead to the kind of business practices that we're talking about that we want to avoid. What do we do to check that within ourselves and with others within others we work with?
Oh, my goodness. Where did this the witty comedic blender go? You're being so serious. So, look, here's a simple one. When I worked for some very large consulting companies for a number of years, and they hired people based on, of course, experience, but also hired people based on the right educational background and how they looked, how they appeared, how they would come across with clients. Mm-hmm. When I started my company, I couldn't afford to do that, have all these fronts. I needed people who could be – anyway, here's the bottom line. Hiring based on competence, based on character, and potential. That's a pretty simple thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about all these great kids who are out in the marketplace, may not have a college degree, might not have whatever, but are a different color, different religion. But what about putting all that stuff aside and relate to people as human beings, hire people as human beings that have the right confidence to lead you to success? That's how we can change it. And
it may be that for some people it's too complicated. It's easier to see people as zeros and ones, and humans are messy and complicated and difficult, and so let's just kind of pave over all that. That may be the approach. I'm wondering, it seems like, And again, I'll hold back from naming any names that I haven't already, but that certain business practices seem to come out of gangster movies or The Godfather or something like that, rather than a true sense of human decency. What is it about that sort of demand loyalty structure and a capo that seems to attract a certain set of folks in our society today?
Self-interest,
yeah.
Greed,
yeah.
Power, the motivation that, screw you, you'll do this for me or I'll cut your head off. It's a metaphor, but it's self-interest, greed, power, that creates these bad people, and they get their people through fear and accomplish things through fear. That's Trump. You don't want to say it. I'll say it. And I want to make this point. And I know I said I want to make this positive. Look at Trump's difficulty in hiring competent people to work in the White House. Look at the people that have had to leave because of scandals and problems. Look at his problems in finding getting lawyers. Look at how difficult it is to assemble a truly quality staff. It's because of all the things you and I have been talking about for a while. And that's it works in a mob. It works in businesses like real estate where you really don't have many employees. It's all contract, and you can bully and push people around because you have money. But it doesn't work in our free enterprise system and in America with the values that we, most of us have. And I would like to say that almost all of us have.
Right. We're speaking with Don Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency. When you were speaking a moment ago, and you said that it was a fear-based approach that many of these folks take, my mind went back to Monty Python and the Spanish Inquisition sketch. I'm thinking that essentially we're talking about fear, surprise, ruthless efficiency. That's essentially what it comes down to, isn't it?
Is it? Just think of it, Derek. Look at these representatives in government, our people, in the GOP, for example, my party, who are so terrified that Trump will tweet about them and affect their reelection or affect their donors that they literally disband values and do the wrong thing because the mob boss, they're afraid of the mob boss. Isn't that scary?
It is.
They won't stand up to these behaviors. And that's, you just said it. You did Monty Python Inquisition, but in a scary, scary level. People coming out and saying, we need to prosecute Comey. That'll make us all feel better. Well, my goodness, what has he done to you? I'm sorry. I went on too long on you again.
Not at all. No,
it's a passionate subject. We should all be, and we need to step up. And what we need to do is be better, be good.
It's delightful listening to you. One final question. Your ordinary consumer, you and I, as we're making our decisions, how do we support this? What do we do as we're shopping, as we're making our buying decisions to support businesses in a decent approach?
Well, such a great question. Look what's going on with Starbucks. I happen to believe that Starbucks, from everything I know, is a progressive and a good company, treats its people well. The answer there isn't to boycott them or not buy there because there's a mistake that they're correcting. But otherwise, I don't think boycotts are the answer. You might not either, or you might. I think it is just being, as best as we can, aware of what's going on. If you really are concerned, you can find out where products are manufactured. And if you want to buy made in the USA, that's a big step forward. If you want to support local businesses, do that. That helps the free enterprise system. But what, Derek, will people do it and spend more money? Will people really care enough if they can get something cheaper? So what we can do is are those kinds of things in our shopping and understanding. But we're asking a lot.
Yeah. But it may come to the point where the system that claims to provide the best prices, the most efficiency, the fastest delivery – at a certain point, if that becomes too big, we look at a situation where we have no other choices, and they start to not be so efficient, to not be so cheap, and we realize what it was all about. I think we may be reaching that point. I think some people are responding to that, and I think a lot of folks have done it preemptively, realizing, hey, look at my main street. The businesses are closing. The folks who used to be able to support themselves are now dependent on things that just barely get them by. And these things are connected. And I think I'm going to take action as a result of that. So I may be a little less primed than I would if I'm ordering something, and I may approach things differently when it comes to clicking that button so quickly when I buy something online, when I go into a store, and making the decisions about that. I think people are thinking about it more, and I'm very glad that you are thinking about it more and have written this book about it. We've been speaking with Donald Lee Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. Thank you for putting this together. Thank you for speaking with us today. It's been really fun speaking with you, Don.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show. You're doing really good work in making this country better. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.
Happy trails. Happy trails.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at nowitsthenews. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy trails.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today that he's ready for nuclear talks with North Korea, but these talks are going to be different than previous meetings that the North Koreans have had with previous presidents.
The United States in the past was played like a fiddle. Money going in and nobody knew what was happening. The day after an arrangement was made, if you call it a deal, I doubt it, but an arrangement was made. They start with the nuclear weapons again. That's not happening to us.
Arizona and Colorado teachers donned red shirts and descended upon their respective capitals for a second straight day of protest. This teacher says something has to be done with her salary.
I taught the last 9 years without a raise. In fact, my take-home pay went down. So, yeah, it's absolutely imperative that we get this done.
The average teacher's salary in Arizona is just under $43,000.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Old Man Winter's reluctance to give it up is what's causing a lack of tornadoes in Kansas and in Oklahoma. In fact, as of today, there have been no reported tornadoes in either state, which sets a new record. Brantley Hargrove is a storm chaser and journalist. He explains where tornadoes form and why.
You know, earliest in the year, it'll usually, you'll have your activity in the southeast, in what we call Dixie Alley. And then as, you know, as sort of April wears on and May, you know, May gets going, it's kind of shifting to the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and then as the season wears on, you start getting a little later in the summer, it starts to transition further north, and so you'll end up in places like South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota.
And finally, many are calling the first round of the NFL draft the great quarterback grab of 2018. We'll see how rounds 2 and 3 go as the draft begins today at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
This weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, Fox is bringing back their drivers-only broadcast lineup. Now, what that means is your NASCAR Monster Energy stars that you see racing on Sunday are taking over the broadcast booth for Saturday's Xfinity race. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Eric Jones about this, and he says it's not as easy as some people think.
You know, it was really a lot of fun. It was a unique experience. I don't think really from the outside looking in that anybody realizes how hard it is. There's a lot of work and effort that goes into it before the race even starts to make sure you're really on top of your game. So I learned a lot, and honestly, at the end of it, had a lot more respect for the guys and girls that are doing it on pit road and in the booth.
And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. says it's not as easy as it looks.
Pit reporting is a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. You know, I definitely didn't give them enough credit. You know, when they're trying to get information from the teams, when they're trying to listen and also report on exactly what's going on the racetrack, the producer will be like, hey, we're coming to you, Ricky, right now, and you got to be ready. And that's something